Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Mettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. That's MI Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Mettendorf. Tim Becker of Powderhorn Guns and Archery is here today. And we're talking with Rodney Hurtis and Kenny Shelton about early goose hunting season, which starts this coming weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'd be next weekend, wouldn't it?
Sunday the 1st.
Sunday the 1st. Awesome. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. How are you this morning, Rodney?
Good morning.
Getting about?
Yeah, I'm getting about. A little sore, a little stiff, but we're getting here.
Yeah, we got to get Chris to build a ramp out back.
Yeah.
So we can run wheelchairs up.
Who carried him in?
Well, Kenny, not me.
Sorry, Kenny. You're next in line, huh?
Yeah. Big things come in small packages, ain't they? Right, man?
Well, along with early goose season, are we going to be able to get you out in the field there, Rodney?
My hunting is probably done till I need probably 3 months. 3 months to heal proper. And I'm not gonna play around. I can't.
You're not gonna push it?
I can't.
Wow, guy gets back surgery.
Are they gonna let you fire a weapon in 3 months? We're gonna get him a 410.
That's him flexing.
I missed a whole summer bass fishing and big lake fishing, and I've ate a lot of humble pie over the last couple months, you know.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big pill to take. I actually sold my goose trailer and all my decoys, and my layout blinds, the whole nine yards. I got buddies like Kenny, and has taken my arm and said, "Brother, we'll be there for you. We got things to do, you know." And
well, you've carried people for so many years. It's time that favors are returned.
Hopefully, that's the way it is. You know, we all do things back in our past that we're not proud of. But they're talking like maybe my goal is maybe go out a couple times during for firearm deer. And Kenny's going to take me out. We'll see how it goes, you know, and we're going to play it by ear. But those bones need time to heal. And the feeling in my feet, your nerves regenerate 1 inch a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a long road ahead of me, a lot of physical therapy. And
it's a good thing you got short legs.
I got chicken legs. There ain't no doubt about that. For being a guy, big guy, I got some small chicken legs.
We all do. Don't worry. No, you know, it's...
Well, for the listeners that don't understand what we're talking about, Rodney had a pretty serious back surgery just recently.
Yep.
And he's got a heel now, and he can't go hunting, and he can't work, and stuff like that. And along with talking about goose hunting season coming up, and Rodney and Kenny are going to help us out with that, we're also talking about the fact that there's a benefit for Rodney that's going to be on September 20th over to Chickawa Sportsman's Club.
Everybody's invited?
Yep. Everybody's
public
invited.
Public event.
Man.
All ages.
Yep. Come on down.
We're waiting for Johnny Van Dam to come back from St. Clair. He's going to do some things for us. DNR Sports is going to do some things for us.
Good.
We got my sister's going to come down and give tank rides to the kids.
Nice.
We're going to open
up. Oh, wait a minute. They got a tank?
They have a tank, dude. Ain't that cool?
I didn't even see that.
I know. You know, you think about things and just to be able to say, "Hey, dude, you know what? I got a tank." That's a pretty cool thing.
Well, nobody will talk back to you either.
Right. We're going to have...
Wait, didn't you hear I have a tank?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Lou and Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. They got
Zach didn't even tell me.
I know. He's pretty quiet kid, though, you know.
I know.
But we're gonna have a cornhole tournament. We got a first place trophy that we're gonna give away, and I mean, there's a lot of cool things. Vicky Diner is gonna give us some things to give away, man. We're gonna have hot dogs and hamburgers and beans and potato salad,
yep.
Right, Kenny?
Yep.
Cool.
And then on top of it, you want to go down and learn how to shoot trap. Homeboy here, you know, Kenny shot in the Junior Olympics back in the day. Oh,
hey.
He's bad to the bone, dude.
Why aren't you on that hot shot?
Yeah.
Representing the Michigan team, right, I'm right. Just saying.
Yeah. The Wolverine State's coming.
You got right? It. We're
but
coming
I,
for
but
it.
But I tell you, if you're gonna go hunting with Kenny, the first thing I learned is, brother, you better be able to shoot, because that's the biggest thing I learned with Kenny, man. I was like, man, they're gonna shoot my bag every freaking time I go out if I don't start learning how to crack them.
Yeah, you bet.
He don't miss a whole lot, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why he's patient and he takes his shots when everybody else gets their chance.
Yeah, it's gonna be September 20th. It's a Friday night. 5 to 10, and just, you know, this whole experience has just been a huge, huge, huge plate of humble pie
mm-hmm.
for me. Really, really finding out, man, when I got the news that my chances of ever going back to work are slim to none. My chances of ever bass fishing tournaments are slim to none.
Yeah, what I was just kind of saying to you, you look at everything. I had my back got busted up real bad my freshman year of high school.
Right.
And I spent some time in a wheelchair and, you know, a long, long recovery. And, you know, you sit there right now and you look at what the doctor has said you can and cannot do. And you think, well, that's everything I did is on the cannot side, you know.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
But what we were kind of talking about earlier, it's very true. Your true friends come out, and, you know, I was a young guy and feeling bad for myself, you know, instead of trying to make it better, which obviously we can see you already are trying to make it better. I had buddies that had me down on a river fishing 4 months after this happened.
Yeah.
And took my wheelchair away and put me on the edge of the bank, and I was happy. And, you know, they said
to
me. They did. They did. They said to me, we asked the doctor if you can walk, and he said, well, he's got to try. So they said, hey, all we want is one step. Try. Move your legs, because I couldn't move them. And I said, I can't do it. I'll be in this wheelchair for life. Can't do it. And it was down by the Rabbit River. You know, you got the big hill that goes down?
Sure, sure.
And they said, all right. One of them grabbed the wheelchair, walked it up to the top, and said, you can sit here all night. I sat there mad as could be. Probably 4 hours, just irate. But I'll never walk again. They finally said, we'll
How
pick
you
up.
How could you sit there irate? They left your fishing pole, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, but I was still mad. These guys are taking my wheels, you know. And
it's a good excuse to be late.
Yeah, well, you know, and they said to me, we're not trying to be mean. Walk, move 1 foot, we'll hold you up. And I did, and within 4 months, I was back to walking pretty good, so... There'll be no problem with you getting in the woods and getting
out. No.
If Kenny can't do it, call me. I'll help.
I appreciate that. I want to say something, though. I got brought to a Mary Freebed 3 days after my surgery for rehabilitation, right? And going there feeling down and out, and you got a lot on your table, and you're just thinking, one, the ride was just horrible between...
Oh, yeah.
It was...
But don't feel sorry for me, because the opt I took, I needed to have a smoke between the two hospitals. But I will say this. I'm a true believer that God lives in the sixth floor of Mary Freebed. And I'm not kidding. When I got in there and you look around, and I just had to stop and think and go, you know, guy, I said to my dad, I said... Hey, Dad, I don't have it that bad. But miracles happen at that place every day.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a guy that said they would never walk again. Huge car crash. We watched him take his first 5 steps with crutches, man.
Yeah.
And then you got kids coming around with walkers, and dude, it's crushing. It's amazing. It's crushing. It's just. You know, I said to Amber the first time she came there after, and don't get me wrong, the therapists there are smoking. they got good looking therapists there, and that really helps out my situation. I was like, I start laughing at Amber, and But in all honesty, it's just a phenomenal place. There's a reason that that's the number one rehab center in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome place.
Yep.
And I can't thank them enough. You know, the words can't express what they did for me over there.
Yep.
So.
All right, we'll do that in just a moment.
All right.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Weston Brook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Weston Brook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, skill, and correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Upcoming classes are scheduled. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Speaking of giving us a call, we had a caller at the break time, wanted to know a little bit more about the benefit. We're talking with Rod Hurtis and Kenny Shelton, and we're talking about goose hunting, early season.
Yep.
Well, we'll get there. But we have Rodney has taken many, 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 how many times can I say many and cover it? Kids, youth, adults out duck and goose hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, get them started out the right way and get them started on their way to living and supporting our heritage here in Michigan for our hunting heritage. But now Rodney's got a little problem he needs some help with. He had a pretty major back surgery recently. If you missed his kind words about Mary Freebed and everything else that was going on, and the smiling nurses, of course, he had to mention them. And if you missed that, WHTC.com, media, podcasts, scroll down to the Outdoor Show, and you can pick it up right there. Chris will have that on 30 seconds after we're off the air.
Oh, okay. He's getting slow.
Okay. He'll have it on there shortly after we're off the air, which he does every Saturday.
Yep.
And we mentioned the fact that we're going to have a benefit for Rodney. To help him with those financial commitments of life. And Kenny's the ringmaster. Let's put it that way. Kenny's the ringmaster. So we're going to be September 20th. That's a Friday evening.
Friday night. Start at 5 o'clock.
5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Now, 9 o'clock is the end of shoot time.
Okay.
So the trap shooting will be 5 till 9. So people who want to get in on that ought to show up early.
Yep. We'll have some food, probably hamburgers, hot dogs, some potato salad, some chips.
Baked beans.
Know.
Don't forget the baked beans.
Oh, the baked beans.
Got to have the baked beans.
Well, now, if Kenny was a true friend, he would have fresh goose for everyone because season will be done.
Okay.
That's a pretty tall old man, homie.
Hey, you know what would be really cool?
What's that?
So if all the goose hunters that are doing early goose season
bam,
would give us a call or contact me via email or Facebook or whatever, and they'd get us a bunch of goose that we could make goose jerky to put right there at the benefit. Yep.
Might have to see if I can do some bacon wrap goose.
Yeah.
Well,
you ain't never eaten goose till you eat Jenny's bacon wrap goose.
Well, I'll never stop eating it then.
Yeah, right.
You'll be like, where did this redhead just keep showing up from?
Bacon wrap. Are you gonna put that on that YouTube cooking thing where they have the turbacon ducking whatever, where they stick the chicken and the inside the turkey and they wrap it all with the bacon?
God, it's just great.
That ain't duck hunting. We can have some duck fajitas.
Yeah. I'll see what I can come up with. I think I can
knock
all the boys, I think we can get something together.
You're going to knock tar out of them anyway.
I think that'd be pretty sweet, though, if we had some. I got a really good recipe for goose jerky. Even your dad can eat it. He told me he couldn't have that with his teeth.
Yeah, bull crap. I watch my dad tear a goose in half. Don't let him fool you. Them dentures ain't slowing that man.
Yeah, but we make a pretty nice one that's not too stiff, not too. Okay. It's softer. You can chew right through it.
Nice.
I guess to let
just to let people know, throughout this whole process, I lost my job and have a family, and lost my job and have a family and so on and so forth, and I didn't have any insurance. And the surgery is $140,000. And ooh. I never, ever thought that I would spend $140,000 of my lifetime. It was kind of mind-shocking.
Well, the worst part was you weren't even coherent when you spent it.
I know,
they
I know.
They had you all knocked out, which was only 60,000 of it when they knocked you out.
Right.
But we didn't give all the details, you know, on for the event, and we'd kind of like get that before we go to the next break.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
You know, there's going to be food there. Yep, there's going to be trap shooting.
And?
Johnny Van Damme's going to give away some stuff. We've got some other people that we're gonna do. We're going to shoot some guns.
Well, I was thinking tank.
Yeah, we're going to have my sister's bringing down a tank for give tank rides to the kids. And
oh, is that what you were? Tim was in here making Tim, hand Tim's motions all, inside
yeah.
the
I was
studio
seeing
here.
How to move we the 100-yard range to two. Boom!
Yeah, I don't think we can, I don't think that one fires. I could be wrong.
Well, I think, you know, with us, we can have it, you know, functionable. Sear pins, right? Is that what we're talking about?
This is true.
But, no, there'll be stuff for all ages.
Good.
You know? We're still working on a lot of little fine details, but...
Well, we got a guy making camouflage cupcakes.
Really?
Yeah, dude. The guy came ahead and said, hey, man, I'd love to do this. I'm just out of culinary school, and I can do this. I'm like, dude, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that's cool.
I ain't never ate a camouflage cupcake before. I'm all about it, though.
Yeah.
I just got to watch how many I eat. I'm going to have to take a little more metformin that night or something.
Oh, you're going to have beanbag tournament?
Yep. A beanbag tournament. We got a trophy for first place for that. Somebody offered to put a trophy together for the benefit. And, like Tom said, you know, with the kids and stuff, man, even when I'm better, I will always take kids out hunting. That's our future. If we go, we take a kid hunting, you don't have to go hunting for the kid later on, and I'm a true believer in that.
I am too. That's
and me and Kenny started that a long time ago, man. We had some kids come up, they were in a bad way, and, you know, they were just had a tough time. Mom and Dad were doing whatever, and I said, hey, you know, we'll take you out hunting. We'll show you a rush you ain't never, ever going to get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is more exciting than anything, you know. And watch that set come in, you got him on a string, man, you know, and you're like, we're just going to kill the whole family.
Hey, can I post a video to the event?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not real good with this technology stuff.
No, you're good.
Is there a limit for minutes? For how long it is? Remember the video I made when you took my son Jacob on his first hunt?
Sure. I think I still have a copy of that.
Do you?
Yep.
Can we post that on there?
Post it up, man. That'd be bad, dude.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'm thinking...
That was Brett Hoverman. Dude, we set a mother load. We set like 700 decoys that morning. But we studded them 5-deep.
It was cool. You know, taking the kids out like that. I was just thinking about. I was searching through the site to see if people can find it. The person that called to ask for details of the event, I think some of the stuff's going to still unfold for us. But 5 p.m. over at Chickawa. Chickawa's at 9279 Ottagon Street. You can look it up chickawa.com for location. That's 32nd Avenue heading east out of Holland. 96th Avenue heading south out of Zeeland. The intersection there, it's a half mile to the east on the north hand side of the road.
Yep.
But I was just looking at that and just looking at what we could do for people to see the things that have gone on in the past and so on. We could post that video. That was kind of a fun video.
That was a good time.
That was the best 10 minutes of Jake's life, wasn't it?
It was phenomenal.
We stunted him in 10 minutes, man. People around us were just looking at us like, what in the world just happened?
Well, you know, the thing that Jake remembers about that day is there were a total of 6 youth with the two areas that we were.
We teamed up at the Todd Farm.
Yeah, pretty sure it was Mitch Punches.
Yep.
So there was a couple areas, and it was 6 kids. And the kids were just, they all wanted to get that bird right away. Now, Brett got the first one, I think.
Brett cracked up. Well, Brett was one of the most, he was not a first-time hunter. He was an experienced guy. So we had one come in and sail over us because we had as many decoys in front of the corn as we had behind. Well, homeboy was going to try to land behind us. I yelled to Brett, ganked that thing. Boom, done. And that's when Tom got on video, fire coming out of the Benelli. Hmm. Or out of a Benelli, because Jake had my Benelli, and he was all excited about shooting my Benelli, you know?
Well, we can, we'll talk more about that hunt and how that all transpired, and then what's coming for our early season here in just a moment. Are you thinking about food plots? The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, it has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecomati, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 624-24, potash, and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants, too. They've got Lucky Buck, BB2, Appalicious, and carrots and sugar beets in season. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of product and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. For all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show.
You know, after that, Tom, I'm pretty sure my hair was stand up on the back of my neck.
He got into it.
He got into it.
He liked it.
Impressive.
I am impressed.
You didn't stand up and salute again.
If I could stand up, I would have stood up.
Well, you had a reason to stay sitting.
Right?
Well, Tim usually stands up and starts saluting. I haven't seen a flag in the studio yet, but he's saluting somewhere.
I'm seeing
things. I don't know, man. If that don't get you moving, man.
That's a good way to start
that's a good
the
advertisement, yeah. Man. We should start that goose hunting and deer hunting and stuff, man. It's kind of like listening to Fred Bear, but Fred Bear and goose hunting just don't get...
Doesn't mix.
We don't get along.
Doesn't mix.
You know?
It just isn't
going
to happen.
There's just no bow hunting going on here, homie.
Yeah.
Stick bow and geese. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Seen it done, dude. There's
I think it'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be something.
Early season would be a little bit easier than
you
late.
Think the Native Americans didn't eat geese?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying they didn't have a lot of gunpowder.
They were good at it. Didn't have a lot of gunpowder.
Hence the reason that they're not around.
Exactly.
Stop.
But, you know, I mean, you know, me and Kenny, you know, this time of year, man, if I was good, I know Kenny's been doing some scouting, but y'all need to start looking at them freaking wheat fields. It's going to be good because...
Yeah, I got a call.
Wheat fields ain't choked out like they were in the past couple of years because of the drought.
You know, and I find it funny because this year I haven't seen them flying over the shop. Every year this time of year they fly over by 50s and 100s.
Yeah, but they're staying down the way here a little farther. So
you know, and it might be right after the first that they start flying over us a lot coming this way.
Yeah,
they're
going
banged up over there by the herd.
They're
going to
definitely start moving around.
Dude, we need to start going west, man. Them boys over there on the east side are getting it on.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, Tim and I are here with Rod Hurtis and Kenny Shelton, and we're talking about early goose season. We're also talking about the benefit that's going on for Rodney to help him recoup from his surgery that just recently happened. The benefit will be September 20. That's a Friday evening from 5 till 10, Chickawa Sportsman's Club. Be lots of stuff going on. If you missed the exact location and so on, you can go to whtc.com, media, podcast, and scroll down to the Outdoor Show. In addition to that, there is a Facebook page. Now, we're not technical people.
You should be.
Why?
Tom, you're a school teacher.
So what?
Does electricity not run that computer?
Boom! Exactly. Boom. It runs it.
Right, so you should know how to run it.
You can't have your computer without me.
Right.
So zip it.
Yeah, but...
Just zip it.
You can't run that
I
computer.
I said zip it.
Wow.
He's getting angry.
No. Anyway, there's a Facebook page, and it says public. So if somebody can help us out, let me know. But it says public, and it's Rod Hurtis Benefit. R-O-D space H-I-R-D-E-S space benefit. See if you can get there. If you want to go to that benefit, you want to let us know you're coming. So there's plenty of food and all that stuff. And Jim. We have a caller online, Jim. Jim, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing excellent. And even with all the abuse these guys give me.
I'm sure you earn every bit of it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a curveball that turned into a slider.
Yeah.
It was good. Nice pitch, buddy.
Hey, welcome. Hey, got a question.
Yes.
Never been goose hunting before, but I do trap shooting. I'm wondering, can I use my trap gun? Because I, you know, never been goose hunting, don't really want to buy a ton of equipment. So can I use my trap gun and trap shotgun? And what size shot do you use? And then last question is, where's a good place for coffee this morning?
Powderhorn.
No, we'll get to the coffee. Actually, we'll do the coffee thing right now. Go to Starbucks this morning. If you are an advocate of gun rights, when you go to Starbucks, thank them for following state laws and allowing people who wish to carry and not putting up a sign for no firearms and stuff like that, because there's a group that's boycotting. So those of us that are pro-gun, go ahead and thank them for doing that and patronize them today.
Yeah. Tim, do you have goose loads down there at the store yet, or no?
No.
Okay, all right.
Not yet.
Before you do the goose loads, Jim, do you have interchangeable chokes on your shotgun?
I do. You know, there's one choke that I use for the trap that the boys use. I got the other two chokes that came with it.
Okay, Jim, could we get a tighter choke for his?
Modified choke would be just fine.
Yeah. Modified,
especially for these local birds, right?
Yeah.
With steel shot, it's actually going to hold a tighter pattern by going with a modified choke.
If you use steel shot, it holds a tighter pattern than the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, because steel shot, you have to use on waterfowl, you have to use the steel shot.
Yep.
Yeah, or non-toxic.
Okay. Yep. As far as, is your trap gun chambered 2 3/4 or 3-inch?
2 3/4.
2 3/4? Okay, so yeah.
It's still enough.
Yeah, it's enough, you know.
That's all my boys have ever used, 2 3/4.
You know, I'd recommend, going with, early season. You know, you can go with a number 2 shot or a double B. You know, that'd be a pretty good load. But to say, you can use that trap gun for, goose hunting, whichever you prefer.
That's when,
We took a kid out one time, Jim, that only had a 410, and we killed him a bird. But I tell you what, brother, you want to go. After all this is done and stuff, we'll get better. But you get a hold of Tom here, and he'll get a hold of me, and we'll get hooked up, and we'll see if we can't wreck a couple.
I think he wants to go
you.
Early goose season. He's got a wheat field behind his house. Right.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
right east of town.
All right, Jim, where are we going?
Push me out.
I don't care. I'll crawl.
Well, another key thing, I think, Jim, my boys, for the most part, every time they've gone goose hunting, except for the time that Rodney gave him his Benelli, that he gave Jacob his Benelli, my boys use their over-unders to go goose hunting. Yep.
There's a lot of guys that use over-and-unders, man. A lot of old-school guys, a lot of new-school guys,
and,
you know.
Yeah, well, they shot 2 3/4, and they took down the geese. But the key thing, I think, was the calling and the decoy setup to bring them in close rather than a pass shoot where you might be at your limits of the gun. And then I've also seen a lot of people shoot beyond their limits. So knowing your limits is a real thing.
Yeah.
What do you guys suggest for like a distance that would be a good distance to shoot for a beginner?
Our suck holes are usually somewhere between, I say our landing zone. Sorry, everybody don't know it. We call them suck holes because that's where we
because it sucks them into the hole.
We suck.
That's the sweet spot.
Right. So
they got this
we're
really
usually,
big vacuum
usually,
that sucks them right out of the sky.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Yeah. Poof.
Sorry about your luck. We just. We usually do like a 20 to 30 yard.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year you can get away with a little bit, you know, but you got to watch, guys. I mean, shooting at 80 yards at a goose, that's a long, long ways, man.
Jim, do you know where you might want to try goose hunting this year?
Well, that was my other question is if you don't know somebody, how do you find a spot to hunt? I mean,
finding somebody.
Well, we're going. You need to start by finding your water source, Jim. Start looking around. You know, if you know there's a field that you know there's geese going in, you have to put a little time in there. Go out there and follow them back. And they're going to go back to their water source. Now, they may not go to their roost because they could go to a day water roost that they go to during the day where they're going to pick grass, whatever. This time of year, your mornings are going to be your best op. Not too many times this time of year do the geese feed at night and feed twice a day because they sit at a day roost and pick grass while they're...
With it being as warm as it is, they don't need a bunch of, you know, corn and grains. They can feed off the grass.
I see him in front of Herman Miller. Would that be a good spot?
That all depends on how deep your pockets are. Because that one's going to cost you a little bit.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much
for the call, Jim. Appreciate it.
I was serious about that, too, Jim. Just, you know, you want to go and we can get hooked up later on, and I'd be more than happy to take you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, brother. Yep.
All right. Bye.
Herman Miller would not be a good spot.
Draw for him.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, man, between draw, if you could get one time.
Just,
hey, we'll give you one opportunity. You're like going back to Canada and Michigan.
Anyhow, so, you can't go to draw for him either.
No.
So don't do that.
Well, me and Kenny one time got an opportunity to go hunt a golf course. The golf course actually called us.
And after you went or before?
Yeah. It was more of the Ottawa County Sheriff that called, but on behalf of the golf course.
It was a legit deal. It was legit.
Good.
And we went so urban on them, it was ridiculous. Because we didn't set decoys or do anything that you're supposed to do. We went out to the golf course, rode up, and frickin' went after the whole... We turned into goose gangsters.
Goose gangsters.
Well, they didn't want to come into decoys and stuff.
Well, because there was 5,000 on the other side of the pond.
Exactly. So they did the golf cart thing. Put a couple golf clubs in there and a couple golf balls.
Yeah.
We went incognito. They thought we were golfers.
And Bale.
He was wearing his plaid pants.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Fiddleless hat or whatever it is.
My checkered underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're just going, whoop. Down somewhere.
All right.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We don't have a lot of time left, maybe 6 minutes or something like that. I was looking for a nod from Chris.
Yeah.
We got so many people in the studio this morning, we didn't even get to hear from him.
Hi, Chris.
We took all the microphones away from him.
Got nothing to say.
Nothing to say, all right.
But he just said it.
Right.
We love you, brother.
Anyhow, if you missed... If you missed the show and you want to know, I'm sorry.
Good.
What was that?
I don't know. That hurts so bad.
I thought a bomb just came in here and went, wow.
Well,
sorry, Tim. You all right, buddy?
I don't know.
Hang on. CPR, anybody?
We'll see if he's okay when we're done laughing at him. As he turned to leave the microphone, his headset went flying off the microphone.
Dong. I don't know what that was.
Anyhow, we're here this morning talking with Rod Hurtis and Kenny Shelton about early goose season, which we covered amazingly by Jim's call. We covered chokes, shot size, type of ammunition, where to look for them, what to do when you're scouting for them right now before early season begins, all in kind of brief, but actually pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, as far as, you know, this early season goes, you know, definitely put your miles on and, you know, do your scouting. It's definitely worth the time for a successful hunt.
And keep things simple, guys. This ain't January, man. You ain't got to be up there freaking railing on these geese, you know, and letting just nice, simple clucks will go so far.
You know, if you do find some birds in a field, you know, you don't kind of mimic the flock. You know, a lot of this early season, you're going to see a lot of little family groups, you know, bunches, six packs, you know, maybe 10 here, whatever. You know, so kind of mimic that with your decoy spread. You know, if there's 30 geese in a field, you know, try and keep it realistic and, you know, don't set out, you know, 200 decoys, you know, just keep it real. And, yeah, you'll have, it'll definitely benefit your hunt.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, and make sure your camouflage, guys.
Yep. Concealment.
I mean, yeah, it is a goose, but I'm telling you what, they yep. see everything. Yep.
You know, if you can get some motion in your decoy spread, it's you know, it's only going to help matters.
The when I'd say the best way to get started with goose hunting is to find somebody who already goose hunts.
Yeah.
If you know somebody who already does, because buying decoys, getting layout blinds, all that stuff. Like Rodney said, to survive here during this surgery time and so on, he had to sell all his stuff,
yep.
his whole trailer with everything in it. So, you know, that's a pretty good chunk that he spent a lot of time building.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You don't
that's
just
something
go out
that's not something
overnight.
You just go and do tomorrow.
Yeah, I started right when I was 15 years old. But I will say this, you go to Craigslist or waterfowl.com, right, Kenny? Mm. I mean, you can find some pretty good deals, man. And don't be afraid to take some old stuff, man. There's, you know, there's paint out there. There's, you know, you ain't going to start out having 10 dozen decoys, a trailer, a Benelli, and a layout blinds, and $500 in calls on your lanyard and start, you know, maybe there. I'm sure there's people out there that can do that. But it took me and Kenny and a bunch of our friends a lot of years. Now, if we go to the Todd Farm, we want mob. We can mob big, man. We got five trailers. And we can set 800 full bodies.
That's a lot.
Yeah, considering that you buy, what, two dozen, you're looking at a grand?
Yeah, depending on what you buy.
Well, now, right. You're talking some serious hunting.
You're talking hardcore, man.
You don't have to have all of that stuff.
No.
I have a stick in a bag.
But when you're down at the Todd Farm and you're competing with everybody for the flyovers to come into your set.
You're trying to mimic the refuge is kind of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
That's where your calling and your spread makes or breaks you. I'm sorry, but you know, a lot of guys, I set two dozen decoys and do fine. Well, that's because you're downwinding somebody that has 40 dozen out there that can blow. Yeah. If you want to get into this, you want to go big, get yourself some CDs, buy yourself a short read, and make it sound good, man.
Yep.
You know, luckily I can still blow on my call. Every now and then I'm downtown, I can still whip out a few notes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do it for a long experience of time because it starts putting pressure on my back. But I will say this, man. When it comes to the calling and you start getting perfection like you do with anything, like you do with deer hunting, Tim, or Tom with shooting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, everything takes, like Kenny says, everything takes...
Yep,
putting time.
Yeah,
in.
Once you get good at it, it's like riding a bike.
Right.
That's right. You know,
you're not the best bike rider when you get back on.
Right.
But you do remember.
Right.
It's frustrating when you first start, but when you get it, it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Very rewarding.
Yep.
I hadn't shot trap in 6 years, and I just did this past Wednesday.
Yeah, that's kind of the other thing too. You know, pattern your shotguns. You know, find out where that point of impact is, and you know, that'll definitely help you with some success on the field.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's humbling when you miss the first four birds and your son's pulling for you and he says to you, settle down.
Right.
Just because you get anxious, you know. Anyhow, thank you very much for coming in,
guys.
No, thank you.
Thank
hope
you.
Appreciate we'll be hitting the Facebook page and getting there.
We hope a quick recovery to you too, Rod.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Give us some background music on our way out here.
I will say that there's not going to be, let's see what I can do.
And he said Fred Bear and goose hunting didn't go together.
Oh, that just happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery, If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.